This week on the Georgia Health Report, we discuss how Georgia's rural communities have been devastated by the COVID-19 pandemic. I'm your host, Lauren Baggett, Communications Director for the College of Public Health at the University of Georgia. And as always, I'm joined by Andy Miller, editor of Georgia Health News. Andy, we know that rural Georgia has seen higher rates of COVID deaths, but beyond the virus, rural communities have just been hit especially hard.
That's correct. And I think it's due to a lot of factors that are already there. Rural areas here, as well as other states, have higher levels of people with chronic disease. They have transportation problems, many of the residents, in terms of getting to doctors. They have access to care problems, whether it's a lack of physicians or a lack of health insurance. And so they're kind of set up to have problems that are greater than, let's say, a suburban area if there's a pandemic like this one.
So a nonprofit in Cook County in South Georgia surveyed local residents to find out how COVID-19 has affected their lives. What did that survey find?
Well, for one thing, it found food insecurity, the fact that many people lost their jobs, already perhaps living in poverty, and were in great need of food. And so food banks were in high demand. The only problem with that was that some of the local faith-based food pantries had to shut down because they were afraid that their volunteers would get COVID. Another problem that the survey revealed was the fact that many more people than they expected suffered from mental health issues during this time, whether it was anxiety or depression or people just unable to sleep and needing a sleep aid, according to a doctor. Also, weight gain and the fact that people were staying home, they gained weight, and in certain cases, that led to uncontrolled diabetes.
And are we seeing these issues in other rural parts of the state?
We know that poverty is high in rural areas, and that's only going to be exacerbated under conditions like this because a lot of people lost their jobs and lost income. So I think if you looked at pretty much any rural area, you would see issues like this being expressed by residents.
And like you said, poverty was a pre-existing issue for many rural counties. So what is the path forward?
Well, I think it's to understand the needs, whether it's getting rural broadband for families in places where there's none, bringing jobs to these areas, keeping health care there. If there's a rural hospital in a community, keep supporting it. And having doctors available in a community is obviously very important because you can't bring industry into a rural area if you don't have health care.
And expanding broadband was a specific goal that the Lieutenant Governor's Task Force on Healthcare identified.
Right. And I think one of the advantages of having that is being able to do telehealth appointments, particularly for people who lack a doctor in a community or perhaps transportation. Being able to talk to a doctor over a phone or a computer is something that has really accelerated during the pandemic. In fact, it's probably one of the only good things that has come out of this COVID crisis is the fact that there are more telehealth appointments being done.
Andy Miller of Georgia Health News, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
The Georgia Health Report is a production of WUGA Athens, Georgia Public Broadcasting, and the University of Georgia College of Public Health. To hear this and other Georgia Health Report segments, find us online at WUGA.org or GPBnews.org.